Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. I got a
first world problem. Yeah, those first world problems, you feel kind of bad about complaining about it. Like Lindsay from Savannah, she says she can't wear her new sunglasses, Kelly, because her fake eyelashes are way too long.
Mm-hmm. This is a real problem.
It is.
Huge problem. Give us a call with yours, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, you want to go to the phones?
Let's go to the phones.
Okay, I want to hear from Jen because she has a travel first world problem. Hi, Jen.
Jen?
Yes, my problem is, okay, I have two all-expense-paid vacations. One is to the Mayan Riviera in Mexico to Five Star Resort. The other is to Spain, to Madrid and Barcelona. But work needs me to come in between. I get home at 1 in the morning from a trip and I have to be up at 4 a.m. to work a 15-hour shift. And then I have to leave the next morning for Spain.
So Wait, so you have to fly home to work for one day? What do you do for a living?
I'm an RN in a hospital.
Oh.
I'm going to get like 3 hours of sleep in between Mexico and traveling to Spain. So I have to pack a month in advance.
Wow.
That's a first world problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a medal on that one.
I hope you can sleep on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope so.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good vacation.
Have a great
day.
You too.
Thank
you.
What an adventurous year.
Right?
I know. I love the travel problems. Let's go to Kim. Hey, Kim. Tell us about your first world problem.
My first problem is that I've got too much going on this summer. Travel problems for sure. Justin Timberlake in May in Atlanta, and I live in Savannah, so that's not too far. But then I'm going to London for two weeks over George Michael's birthday weekend to celebrate his life, and I'm only going to have one day back in town before I have to jump to Jacksonville to go see 30 Seconds to Mars in concert. So
oh, man.
Don't
schedule yourself so thin, girl.
Right. Maybe drop out a phone store.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you got first world problems. Thank you for calling. Good luck. Be safe on all your trips.
Again, another fun year.
Right. We got this one from the text. You can also text us at 800-543-3548. We are used to living paycheck to paycheck and often going negative in our account. Yesterday, we deposited some inheritance money. Now I don't have room in that last column of our checkbook to write my balance.
Oh.
They really should make those bigger. That's from Jennifer. You go, Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer bragging. That's great.
You too, Jennifer, with your inheritance.
You know what everybody dreams is one day, the secret uncle you never knew you had. So there's no, like, sadness attached
to it.
But they give you all this money. It's
oh,
like, what?
Oh, my gosh. How great would
that
be?
That's a dream come true.
Yes, it is.
I don't think I have any rich relatives.
It's got to be a secret one.
Long lost.
It's got to be one you never knew about that just for some reason picked you.
Yeah.
Like that prince in Kenya who says he's my uncle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just have to send him some money
first.
Check
your email. Yeah, I bet he probably hit you up already.
All right. Let's take another call from Crystal, who's having some coffee first world problems. Hey, Crystal.
Hi. So sometimes I order Starbucks through the app, and I forgot to press the order button, so I actually had to walk up to the counter.
Oh, no.
That app's
incredible.
I'm like,
no, we're wasting time.
I wouldn't know how to time out the app, because when I do go in there, I know, but you'll see just rows of drinks prepared for people, and they're just sitting there waiting for someone to pick them up. It's really weird sometimes.
That's why I love just keeping it simple at Starbucks, getting the grande pipe. And the people
just
get
in
mad.
And out.
They get mad at me behind me because they fix mine immediately.
But it's so quick.
It's so quick. Yeah.
Mine's always a caramel macchiato. It's an easy, common drink. And I just go run quick and go to school because I'm a teacher. So I run straight to school.
Don't forget to press that button, girl.
I know.
I did the app one morning and I mean, we don't have time, you know, to get Starbucks in the morning with this job, but I did it one morning and I went, I'm waiting, I'm so put out. Like, I thought this app was supposed to make things convenient.
Right.
Never came out. Turns out I had ordered it to the location
Starbucks
around the corner.
Oh, no.
There's so many Starbucks.
Too.
You've done that too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great day at school.
All right, we're taking your first world problems. Amanda, what happened with your commute?
Well, I like to go to Subway and eat on my lunch at work, and one day the Subway closed, so I had to go a mile down the road to the next Subway.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to tell us a Subway, like a commuting story.
Oh no.
Your sandwich place.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's hilarious.
Oh, thanks. I hate getting out of routine.
Right?
I know. And I just have to tell y'all, me and my daughter love y'all. We listen to you every morning. Thank you for being our enjoyment.
Oh, Amanda, thank you. Give her a shout out. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Riley.
Hey, Riley.
Riley.
Thanks for calling, okay?
She's going to love that. Thank you.
You got it. Another one from the text. My hair is so clean and soft that I can't curl it with my curling wand.
That's
first world problem.
That is a serious problem. That's why you got to use, you wash your hair and then you have to use like dry shampoo just to get it dirty enough to roll it. Yeah.
Okay. So not just first world problem.
Serious problem.
Female problem.
That's a girl problem.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take another call from Erica. Hey, Erica. How you doing?
Hey guys, I'm well, thank you.
All right.
I just wanted to tell you my first world problem.
All right.
And that would be that my husband new Beats headphones, and after I've been complaining about my old ones, and now they're just way too good. I can't even chit-chatter around the office, and I can't hear my boss walk in, so he bought me new headphones, and now they're just way too good.
Because Beats headphones are too good. I know.
You
I
literally cannot hear anything.
They are really good for music listening.
That can be dangerous,
it
too.
It is. I listen to music so loud at the gym that people look at me.
It can be dangerous because now I can't be a nosy Rosie around the office.
Nosy Rosie. All right.
Yes, sir.
What you should do is pretend you're listening to music
exactly.
And be bopping your head and see what they're saying about you behind your back.
That's perfect. Trap them.
No, I do that. I do. I do at times.
That's funny.
Thanks for calling.
Listening, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Also from the text, my garage door was frozen shut this morning, so instead of using my opener, I had to open it by hand.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, yeah, that's what I have a Whole Foods bag. That's what I use in my trash can. I misheard that.
That was a polite laugh.
What did you say? Garage?
Garage door opener.
Oh, my God, sorry.
Garage
I thought you were talking about trash.
I just
you like, know why?
Okay.
Now I get why JC does this.
You did what I did, Kate. I was like...
Jenny going crazy.
This will make sense. I get why JC does this, because I'm about to take a call that's about trash cans.
You're reading, yeah.
So I read trash can, and I hear trash can. Let's take Abby's call. Abby got a new house. What's up, Abby?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So it was icing really bad yesterday, and I just got a new house, and my driveway is too steep. I can't pull my trash can to the top of the driveway. My neighbor must have been watching me struggle, because when I got home after working, my trash can was sitting at the top of my driveway.
Aw. Nice neighbor.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
Nice neighbor.
It's the
he
worst.
He is extremely nice. I don't know actually who the neighbor is who did it, but I don't even know any of my neighbors actually since we just moved, but
aww.
I got the trash can to like the middle of my driveway and I was like sliding back down.
Oh no.
Trash can weighs way too much and I could not pull it up to the top.
Wow.
Well, you should leave a thank you note on all of your neighbors' doors. Get it covered that way.
Maybe this spring you can...
When we first moved in...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
When we first moved in, I guess our garage door didn't shut, and somehow the neighbor got my number, and he, like, called me and asked me if he can go shut it for me. So we live in an awesome neighborhood, and I'm so excited about that.
Yes, there's nothing that can replace good neighbors.
You know what's great about that garage door story?
Hmm.
Jenna uses Whole Food bags as a trash can.
Stop it.
That was a trash can story. I'm so confused.
No, you're fine.
JC's sick. Now I get when we yell at him for not hearing something
that's
we
right.
say. It's because he's reading.
Just said that.
Yeah. He's reading a text.
We got this one from the text I have to read because it's so classic first world problem. We are renovating our house and now I have self-closing cabinets. So now I can't passively aggressively slam them when I'm mad at my husband.
The slam.
Best money y'all ever spent. Also from the text, we moved into a brand new beautiful house a few weeks ago, but Pottery Barn can't deliver our farmhouse canopy bed until March. What are we going to do?
Oh, well.
Waiting on furniture.
Sleep on the floor.
That's what I did. Slept on a mattress on the floor until my bed could come in.
12 weeks? Like, what are you doing for 12 weeks?
I don't know.
That's about the average furniture delivery,
it.
Right?
And
right.
Chop down the tree and build it, I guess.
I'll just take this sample from the floor, thanks. All right, let's take one more.
All right.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
My personal problem is I've always wanted to write a love letter to Kelly, but my marriage is so good that I've had nothing to write about.
Marriage too perfect, huh? Well,
keep dreaming.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe one day.
Well, listen up, because you can live vicariously through other folks' problems. We have love letters to Kelly coming up on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yay, thank you so much.
One of which includes a question, Kelly. My dad is dating a really young hottie.
Yeah.
In fact, she's my age. Uh-oh. She wants to know what to do.
Oh, okay.
We'll explore that with love letters to Kelly.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No JC today.
JC's out with the flu. Mm-hmm. It's taking the guys down. Al, we're glad to have you back.
One by one, man.
Were you guys kissing or something?
No, I don't think so. We have been naked in a sleeping bag together, but that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we will check in with JC, let's say in another 20 minutes or so, see how he's doing.
Yeah, I'm going to wake him up.
Yeah,
he was texting our producer at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Your body clock just wakes you up.
Yeah.
It just does. So there's that. And there's this. Love letters to Kelly.
Love letters.
Oh, man.
Love letters to Kelly.
I need that extra voice, Al.
Yeah, right?
I need
just
that
JC
voice.
Do I need
in
to
there.
Chime in?
Why not, Kelly? Okay. Even though, just say love letters to me.
Sing my own song.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I ended a 9-year relationship 9 months ago because I got tired of convincing my worth. I left everything, my house, all of the belongings, and moved to a studio apartment with my 6-year-old.
Wow.
Well, I was going through the separation. I didn't have anyone to talk to. Ironically, I found out by sharing with a male coworker that he was going through the same situation, and now he's officially divorced. We leaned a lot on each other as friends, but we became so close, we romantically fell for each other. We both talked about what we want in a marriage relationship. No yelling at each other or disrespect. I don't have to tell him to call me pretty or beautiful. He just does it. He treats me and my daughter like princesses, which is new to me. He's met my family. They all love him. He met my daughter as well. However, she doesn't know that we are dating. She does like him, though. Here's where I ask for your opinion and help. He's 15 years older than me. He's 41. I'm 26. Could this affect us in the future? He wants to buy a house. We both have good jobs. Is it too soon? At what point do I tell my daughter I don't want it to affect my custody battle? Thank you.
Oh, so you're still dealing
with that. Going through hers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see anything wrong with, it's not like there's ridiculously huge age gap.
Yeah.
You seem to, there's a 25-year-old who's lived a lot of life and is very mature. And then there's the 25-year-old who's still living in mommy and daddy's, basement.
Right.
I mean, there's a different level of maturity, and you sound like you're a very mature person. So this 15-year age gap doesn't bother me that much. I mean, down the road, what are you looking at? He's probably going to just grow old. He's going to get older faster than you, and you'll be taking care of an old man. But that's so far down the road.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So I don't have a problem with you dating him. I would get the whole divorce and custody battle and everything settled before you move on.
Makes sense.
With this. I mean, you could still keep it as it is, maybe not introduce the daughter for a little while longer. But once you know that the relationship is heading to something very permanent and that there's no question about that, then you can introduce the little girl, because she's already been through one loss.
Right.
Yeah.
So it'd be unfortunate if she had to say, oh, this great guy that I love, oh, he's going to be in my life. Oh, that didn't work out.
Yeah, he's gone.
That's hard. I mean, it's not guaranteed that once you introduce him that it's going to be sunshine and roses either, but I would get the custody battle and everything settled before I do that.
Got it.
It's only going to cause problems with the ex. That's my advice.
Love letters.
Join us, Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is kind of similar, kind of not. Next month marks the 15th anniversary of my parents' divorce. They decided to divorce when I was around 4 years old. And although the first few years were tough, I came to terms with the idea. However, in recent months, my father started dating again, and I honestly don't think I'm okay with it.
It's been 15 years?
Right. In the past, he's dated women before, but I guess it never really bothered me because I was a kid and I didn't focus on my parents' love life. My other three siblings, who are between the ages of 22 and 25, seem to be dealing with this much better than I am. My father seems to be serious about this girl, and it kind of scares me. He talks about her all the time. He takes her on trips. And quite frankly, I feel a little uncomfortable because she's in her mid-20s and my dad is about to turn 50. I spoke to him about how I was feeling and he got defensive. He told me that I just didn't want him dating anyone. I didn't want him to be happy, that I was jealous. I even brought up the possibility of me, he even brought up the possibility of me sabotaging his relationship with her, and that didn't set too well with me. Who knows? Maybe he's right. Maybe I am jealous. Maybe I'm jealous of the fact that she's around my sibling's age and she could maybe be his daughter. Kelly, I'm having trouble dealing with this. Yeah. I want him to be happy, but I'm having trouble coping.
Yeah.
Viviana.
All right, Viviana, you've already expressed to your father how you felt, and now you have to let it go. Because it's not going to make the relationship any better. It's going to cause the relationship to suffer. This relationship with this 25-year-old girl is going to run its course. Now, that course might run to marriage. That course might run to them breaking up. We don't know what the future holds for that relationship. But I feel like once you express to whether your parents or to a girlfriend, look, I don't like your boyfriend. I don't like who you're dating right now. This is how I feel about it. Once you've spoken your piece, you're done with it. Because if you keep harping on it, it's going to drive a wedge further and further between the two of you. So you've already spoken your piece. And now all you're obligated to do, in my opinion, is to be polite. Don't go out of your way to give the cold shoulder when she's in the room.
Sure.
Just be polite like you would with anyone else. There's no, because the angrier you get at her, it's only going to make you feel dark inside. And you're going to be, and trust me, it's just like with a teenage situation. When you tell your teenager, you can't date that boy, what do? They want to date him even harder.
Yeah,
and
even
you know,
yep.
So you've expressed how you feel. Deal with your own feelings of whatever it is. Maybe you are a little insecure, jealous, whatever. Maybe it oogs you out because the thought of you dating someone your dad's age oogs you out. Whatever that is, you've expressed it. And now zip your lip and just be polite. That's all you can do.
Get to know her. Exchange clothes and stuff. Yeah.
Y'all can be, no, y'all can be, you don't have to go that far.
Go to the club together.
You don't have to go that far. Everybody's obligated to be polite.
Letters.
Love letters. Love letters to me. Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
4 years ago, I got divorced with two kids after an 11-year marriage, and it ended with him having an affair. To say the least, it's been difficult. I used to think of myself as a compassionate, fun-loving, just a great heart of a person with lots of friends that loved me. Now, I'm just fueled with hate, anger, and discomfort of who I've become, a bitter, bitter woman. I thought these feelings would pass as I found a career and a new love, but my rage has just increased. I'm trying to ruin the relationship with this loving man I'm involved with because deep down my past life has swallowed me whole. How and what do I do to get out of this funk? I've tried therapy and it's a joke. I mean, who has time to weed through countless therapists that just want to hand you a book? Plus, I've seen a hormonal doctor thinking stress has somehow changed my genetic makeup of a good heart. Love sucks. LW.
Well, LW. You're still not over your ex.
Mm.
When you're that angry, that means, you know, the opposite of love.
You're grieving.
Isn't hate. It's indifferent. I mean, when you're done with somebody, you're indifferent.
Right.
You're not past being hurt and angry and still part of you in love with your ex. In my uneducated opinion, that's just what I think. So I can't make you get over it. There's no magic. All I can say is I know when I'm dealing with depression or feelings of anger, I don't allow myself to go there. You can make the conscious decision if you're a sane person and don't, you know, doesn't have this chemical imbalance, I don't know. But if you're just an average person going through emotions, don't allow yourself to wallow in that. You're giving yourself permission to be angry. You're giving yourself permission to go into these dark places. Don't allow that. You know, it's as simple as changing your state, doing something else.
Another state be good, like Florida.
Florida's
great.
Yeah, another state of Florida. Go to Florida. Get a book. Start writing down the things you're grateful for. Start concentrating on all the things that are wonderful in your life. Because you are still that happy person. You just lost her for a minute. Mm. But you just have to give yourself, you've given yourself enough time to be angry. I always say set yourself a time limit. If you still need a little bit more time to be angry, you better give it about a week. Because you're about to lose this guy that's put up with it for how long now?
Mm-hmm.
And you are driving a wedge, and not a man's not going to put up with that forever.
And you have children involved. You know, you have two kids that are seeing their mom be so bitter and miserable.
That's awful. And it's not doing anything to hurt your ex. It's only tearing you up inside. This is eating your gut. So you've got to find a way just to not allow. If you wake up and, okay, so your ex comes into the room, instead of snapping his head off, find a way just to speak in a polite tone, even if you're faking it. How are you doing? And just, and when he responds, because if you approach him in a snappy, angry way, he's going to reciprocate.
Yeah.
So if you approach him in a calm, happy manner, he's going to be like, whoa, what's this? And he might respond in the same. And it's just a habit you have to get into of being polite. And the more you get into this habit, maybe you'll start to feel
it's better
suddenly
energy.
That my insides aren't in knots every time he comes into the room anymore.
You take in what you put out.
Exactly. You know? So just don't force yourself to be polite. Force yourself to send him, if something happens with your kids, force yourself to send him a very, hey, you know, our daughter just did really well on a test today. I thought you'd like to know. A nice text, something that has nothing to do that's volatile. And maybe that'll help you get past it. I don't know if that was helpful.
Any book suggestions for her?
No, she's had enough book suggestions, apparently, Big Al.
Yeah, mindfulness.
There you go.
It's good.
Mindfulness.
There you go. Yeah. Jenna has one more book suggestion for you. Mindfulness.
Here we go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I have been single for quite some time due to the fact that I was very overweight and unhappy with the way I looked. I am happy to say that since November of last year, I've lost 47 pounds
Whoa.
And continue to lose even more weight.
Whoa. Awesome.
Now that I was feeling more confident, I decided to test my luck and opened up a Bumble account.
Yay.
Soon found an amazing guy. We've been talking for several weeks now, and he wants to meet.
Oh, gosh, finally.
Yeah, right, several weeks. Even though I do want to meet, I am nervous that he may not find me attractive or too overweight in person, and I want to know what I should do if we meet up and he's disappointed. How should I play it off, or what should I say or do? Any advice helps. Love, Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte, you're just going to have to take that risk, you know, because you might meet him, and the person that you thought you've been texting back and forth with, they might be a complete dud in real life. So he is facing the same potential rejection as you are. But here's my advice to every woman. Overweight, losing weight, whatever state your physical body is in, on your dating profile, you have to include a body shot. That's what's going to save you from this potential, what if he's disappointed when he meets me and I don't look as good as my profile pictures? Well, that's why you need to put real profile pictures on your dating site, because there is a guy out there that's going to love every inch of you, whether you're 10, 20, 100 pounds overweight.
Yeah, it sounds cliche, but there is somebody
for
everybody.
It is true. You just have to present that real as you can be on your dating site. You want it to be a flattering picture. You don't want you to be sitting there on the recliner, you know, stuffing a ding-dong in your mouth. You can be, you know, make it a good picture of you. Right?
Yeah, not at your worst, but at your current.
You know, but
best.
I look good. Yeah. I am proud. There is something so, you can see the most confident woman who's carrying extra weight.
Yeah.
And there is something about you that wants to be around her and know her, because she takes care of herself and presents her best self every day. And there is a man that's going to love that. So it's really your fault if you didn't present yourself in the truth on your dating profile. So that's what you need to do moving forward. Now, if you have presented yourself, hey, he's seen me on my dating profile, well, there you go. He saw you and he still wants to meet you. So you'd have to embrace that. And don't think just because you've talked to him for 3 weeks that it's going to be great when you meet him. It could still go down the toilet. And that might not have anything to do with your weight. It might just have to do with chemistry by text is way different than chemistry in person. Hmm. People are so bold on text, aren't they? Oh, yeah. They're so bold. And you meet them, they can't put two words together. They suddenly get all shy. So that's my advice to every lady, whether you're underweight, overweight, whatever. Put a full body shot on there.
I don't have a full body shot of me on my Bumble profile.
And you need to, too.
I need to. I got one of
JC. It is really, really important.
I got one of JC with no shirt on.
Oh, yeah. I did that one. All right. One more?
Love letters.
Let's do it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a rut lately. I'm almost 20, and I've never had a real relationship.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I could have written this letter when I was almost 20.
I know.
You don't think it's ever going to happen at that age. Go ahead.
And it's not from lack of trying. It's every time I try to get close to someone, I get way too attached too fast, and it ends up blowing up in my face. It happened fairly recently. I started talking to a girl I hadn't spoken to in a while. She seemed interested in me until she started telling me about a guy at work who she found creepy, and he's a bit older. Fast forward to today, they're in a full-blown relationship, and it hurt me to see them on social media. I can't help but feel this will be like my entire life from now on. Uh-huh. Please help me. I need advice on what I can do to find my whiskey neat.
Uh-huh.
And a cool PS before you answer, Kelly. I've been listening to your morning show from the UK. All the radio stations here are really boring, especially compared to you guys.
Thank you.
Your show runs between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and is literally the highlight of my day. And that's from Sean.
Oh, Sean. Good day, mate.
Good day, Sean.
Top of the morning to you, Sean.
Well,
that's Irish, I think, or Scottish.
Like Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean, I don't know that everyone in this room could have written that same letter, but I could have written that letter when I was 20 years old or about to be 20, because you think, this is it for me. I'm never going to find love. I promise you will. But there's something really attractive about somebody who is just confident. So you've got to work on building your confidence. You don't want to be the guy that every girl shares their problems with because you're such a good shoulder to lean on.
Yeah.
And there is that danger that you're falling into the friend zone with a lot of these girls pretty quickly. So you keep being you, but I want you to work on your confidence. How do you work on your confidence? Well, I'm sure Jenna has a great book to recommend.
I do, actually.
I know you do. You read so much.
No, but I think confidence, it's focusing on the things that you already
are good at,
right? So if it is a workout class, or if it's art, or if it's playing music, go do more of something you're good at, because that helps build your confidence in every area of life.
And then you'll probably meet a girl, a young lady, in one of those areas that you, like if you're a really great runner. I remember when Al was biking.
Mm-hmm.
Al, believe it or not, used to be really into physical fitness.
Hey!
And he was, well, I can say this.
And that.
He was a biker. And you know what? He started going to this bike circuit around a lake.
Yeah.
And suddenly he started, you see the same people every day. You start meeting those people.
Yeah.
You ended up actually dating somebody that you were biking with. So if you find something that you love and you're passionate mm-hmm. about and you're good at it, like Jenna said, keep doing those good things and eventually you'll meet somebody who shares that same.
It's
and you're
attractive.
It's very
even if
attractive.
It's a different interest than I have. It's attractive if you're passionate about something. You're good at it.
Yeah, when I'm on my Bumble and I'm a workout nut, I'm like, oh, damn, swipe left.
But I'll tell you the truth. If I was 20 and somebody told me I had to wait a couple decades to meet the man that I ended up marrying, I'd be like, I don't want to wait that long. But life happens,
it does.
You date a whole lot of people, and you have a whole lot of fun, and you have a whole lot of heartbreak. But I promise, every 20-year-old listening, you're going to find somebody.
You will. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Love Letters to Kelly. If you have a love letter to write Kelly Raspberry Evans, please go to KidNation.com and click on Love Letters to Kelly. And yours could be read every Monday or Wednesday on the show.
Yeah, coming up next, Al.
Yeah.
We talking to our boy.
Yeah, normally we have four voices here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, but today there's only three. But we will talk to that fourth voice, Mr. J.C. Chavez, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, we have a late entry for First World Problem Show.
All right.
My favorite radio show host is out with the flu, and I have to listen to his three sidekicks try to fill in. Hashtag First World Problems.
Hey, it's not the same. But you know what? I think we're doing a lot better today than we were yesterday.
Yeah, we are.
Yesterday, we were like, what is going on?
We didn't know what to do, because J.C. Chavez wasn't in the house, but he is right now. At least he's on the phone. J.C.?
Am I doing better this morning?
Are you?
Are you?
I think so.
Have you done the thermometer thing yet?
Yeah, I did it this morning, and I still had a fever. So
do you do the rectal thermometer, or
that's
the
what
mouth?
You're used to?
I used to. No, I do the ear one now because we have a cool one that kids use.
Oh.
I figured you guys would make fun of me if I use the rectal one still.
Yeah,
it's the most accurate reading.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't if you don't post a picture on Instagram. We
so
won't.
How hot is your ear this morning?
It was at 101.
Oh.
Well, that's
not good.
Better.
Did Justin bring you a care package like he brought Al?
No, I think it's because I live too far away from Justin.
And you also have a wife to take care of you.
That's true.
Al had nobody.
Yeah. That's
I have been trying my hardest not to be a baby, because I know us guys tend to be babies when we get sick. So I've been trying not to be that guy.
Okay.
But you can't help yourself, right?
Well, I'm trying, but I'm still, it sucks. This flu sucks.
How often does Kenzie come in and check on you? Because you're in a different bedroom, right?
Yeah, but I'll come out in the living room and stay in my corner. But she comes in like every 30 minutes, every
hour.
That's
nice.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get
a little bell. She'd be hating him by the end of it. Every time you need something, ring the bell.
Yeah.
She'd be throwing that bell at you by the end.
Kenzie!
I think that's what I'm trying to stay away from that.
Right.
How's Kaysen? Because I know you got it from him, your son, right?
Yeah. He actually kicked it a lot faster than I did.
Yeah?
Wow. And, we were reading up on it, and apparently kids are a little more resilient when it comes to the flu because they're around kids all the time, I guess, and so their bodies become stronger or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he kicked my butt.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the turnaround is pretty incredible.
Did you get a chance to watch your favorite show last night?
Bachelor Winter Games.
No, man. I had the Olympics on, and I saw Lindsey Vonn, but that's all I remember from being in and out. Was it good?
I was just reading the recap. I haven't seen it yet, but four people left last night, including Ben Higgins. He just couldn't handle the ghosts.
Ben had a meltdown like it was his time of the month. I don't know what was going on.
He had to go. He was really upset.
I only saw a couple minutes of that show, JC. I don't know how you handle it. They're all just making out on the couch, like next to each other.
I don't like that show. It's not. I don't think they did a good job with that one.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Yeah. Well, last night was two. Well, I guess with this.
Is this Us on?
Olympics. This Is Us is not on, right? Isn't that on NBC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wait till the Olympics are over. I think they're over this week, right?
Yeah, this is the last week, I believe.
Enough of that, I guess.
Yeah, there's a big skiing event today.
I've been watching mostly Teen Titans.
Right.
That's what I've been watching.
Is that a children's show?
Cartoons.
Yes, kids rule the TV when you're when they're that age.
It's not bad. But I have been, I did read your blog, Kelly, and I've been doing what you guys did with Cole.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Hopefully it helps.
Yeah. It's when the temperature will go away for a minute, and then once the medicine wears off, it comes back. But hopefully that breaks.
Well, that mega dosing should only be done for the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, taper off after that mega dosing.
I will.
Okay.
Well, maybe have a good show, though.
We're better. I'll be honest. Yesterday was kind of.
Yeah, we kind of sucked.
But today, wow! Imagine by tomorrow when you're not here.
I'm telling you. You know, and what if we may optimistically, JC, you may be able to take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, we got this.
We actually posted something on ZipRecruiter.com.
Oh gosh, it's like the worst feeling to be sick at home.
With me sick on the phone.
Sure, dude. ZipRecruiter. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, it's been used by businesses all over for all sizes, coast to coast, to find the most qualified job candidates. And we've got a position open here, JC.
Radio host.
I mean, we have a position open, and we have to fill that position.
Yeah.
Oh, I might apply.
ZipRecruiter. They post a job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, and they actively look for the most qualified candidates and invite them to apply.
And that's the danger. JC could submit his application. We never see it because ZipRecruiter deemed him unqualified.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
Dang it.
Over 80% of employers, JC, who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. One day. You've been out two. One day.
Oh, I can have a job.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Hello? Look at that.
We lost.
Are you there?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
there
phone went dead.
Hey, if you're looking for a position, why don't you go to ZipRecruiter.com? Or if you have a job to post, go to ZipRecruiter.com and try them out for free by entering the code KID. ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. Take that,
Jason.
Thanks,
Al.
I'll definitely do that. Uh-huh. So, do you think Papa's an annoying sick person? Okay, that's cool. She's pretty good on the radio sometimes.
She didn't say anything?
No, she just stared at me.
Oh, like we do when you say something.
Why can't kids act on you?
It's just like being at work where we all just stare at you.
Yeah. So not much has changed. Yeah, being sick at home.
Feel better, brother.
Hopefully today's the turning point for you.
We're thinking about you and praying for you, man.
I'll be there tomorrow. Even have to wear a stars mask.
Oh, my. All right. Uh-oh. Now, if you need another day, we're really okay. Everybody understands.
Just go and take the rest of the week, you know, if you need to. We've got ZipRecruiter.com. They got
I'll stop it, Al. That's enough of that.
How many did you have, Al? Three? Four?
I had three. Trust me, it's not pretty. And then, so bad, you're sick, so you can't really even take advantage of being off work.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, it is. And Kelly, you have some kind of sad news.
What? I just opened up Yahoo, and the headline, Billy Graham died this morning. Mm. 99 years old, passed away at his home. Peacefully, and he was known as America's pastor,
mm-hmm.
and just as long as I've been alive, I've known Billy Graham, so it's just,
we should celebrate when someone lives that long,
right? And he accomplished so much in his life, it's just such
one of his quotes is, my home is in heaven, I'm just traveling through this world.
That's right.
Billy Graham, dead at the age of 99,
so just, you know, it's everybody's time unless the Lord comes first. So he's meeting him a little earlier than the rest of us will.
There you go. Pray for 99 years. Let's go.
99 good years.
99 good years.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Hey, how about some Whatever Wednesday?
Let's do it. If you have one, you can give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Also use that number to text us.
Yeah, like this one from the text. How did Kelly's blood donation go?
Oh, yeah. I was really, really nervous. I'd never done it before.
Uh-huh.
But it really was not painful.
Okay.
It was a little pinch in my arm. I was just kind of freaked out about it. The lovely nurse put a napkin over my arm so I wouldn't have to look. But really, if she'd taken it off, there wasn't much to see.
Yeah.
I did get a little lightheaded during the donation.
Mm-hmm.
It was an easy fix. They laid me down and made me sway my knees back and forth.
Okay.
And that helped get my blood pumping, I guess, to my brain again. I don't know. But I am definitely going to do it again.
Okay.
I got so many messages from our listeners who say, or who told their experiences of their child's life being saved because of a blood transfusion and their lives. So it's so important.
There you go.
So I'm going to do it again every, I think, 3 to 4 months is when you can do it.
Okay.
So there you go. I'm embarrassed that I waited so long. It's a shame.
Also from the Whatever Wednesday line on the text, hey, yo, Al, does Jenna have a nice butt? That's from Matt. Stand up, Jenna. I've seen your butt several times.
Oh, don't objectify her in that manner.
Yeah, stand up. Let me look at your butt. Whatever. You've seen my butt.
Yes, Matt. She does
have
a nice butt.
It's better lately.
It's
hard for that booty.
I do. I have to work out on the butt a lot to get more of a butt.
Okay.
Like if I lose any weight or whatever, the butt goes totally flat. So I spend some time doing it.
How about real quick, we go to Trey.
It's
because
okay.
Trey is much harder on people in general than I am.
Trey.
So, Trey, what do you think of Jenna's butt?
This is so inappropriate.
It is.
You know, I'm going to choose to respect Jenna.
Oh, my gosh. You can say.
And all women.
You can say. You can be honest with me.
Everyone has a nice butt.
Everyone has a nice butt.
Everyone has a nice butt.
My butt's better.
I
think it's better than it used to be.
He's asking about Jenna specifically.
People are so mean, by the way, on social media. Lately, and I was telling Al, they'll just say such mean things on photos. And I'm thinking,
they will.
Is it because the weather's bad?
Maybe it's because it's wintertime.
Is it
yeah.
bringing out the mean or
maybe,
something?
Maybe.
Like, I don't understand the trolling around. All right. Well,
maybe.
let's more positive.
Phone.
Go to the phones. Let's talk to Logan, who is in seventh grade, right, Logan?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your Whatever Wednesday?
Well, I'm just 20 minutes until school starts, and I'm really bored, so I don't know what to do.
Well, you want to give him some suggestions?
I love that you're early to school, first of all.
Why don't you go talk to that pretty girl you've been looking at?
Yeah, Logan.
And there's not really anyone pretty at my school.
Nobody pretty, Logan. You're not looking hard enough.
Logan, there's got to be at least a couple of hotties in there, Logan.
Why don't you go arm wrestle somebody and all the pretty girls will come watch?
Arm wrestle? What's your first class?
Math.
Oh.
Why don't you go practice math?
Practice math.
What you want to do with 20
minutes? He called because he wants suggestions of how to kill 20 minutes.
You're right.
Have I helped you at all, Logan?
A little bit.
What else can you do? You
practice driving?
You can read the news on your phone and keep up with the news.
Smoke some cigs.
Oh, stop it, Al.
I can hope it snows and try to get out of school.
Well, you're already there now.
Yeah, I think it's too late. For today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, we helped you kill a minute there,
Logan.
Did
you have a nutritious breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
All right. All right, Logan. Have a good day at school.
Right,
good luck in math class.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Let us know if you find any cute girls at school.
All right. Let's talk to Daniel. Hey, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's your Whatever Wednesday?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
My question is kind of how to best play the friendship role, I guess. My ex-girlfriend and I broke up about 6 months ago, and she's been going out with another dude for about 4 months now.
Mm.
And we just recently found out that her mom has two types of cancer, and she's refusing treatment.
Oh,
that's rough.
Her boyfriend is over in Dubai right now. And so I still love her to death. I was planning on proposing before we broke up, but that's neither here nor there. I just want to, like, some advice, I guess, on how I can show that I still care and I want to be there to support her while she's going through this difficult time.
Well, I think
What a nice dude. So sweet.
I think you should send her a card and just express exactly what you expressed to us. Not that you would have proposed and all that, but how much you still care about her and how much you love and respect her mother if you had that kind of relationship. And also reach out to the mom. That would be a very lovely gesture. But I think a card would be appropriate, right? And still respect. And still respecting the boundaries that she has a new man.
So, I sent some flowers to her.
That's beautiful.
With an apology note and everything. So
why are you apologizing?
Well, just apologizing for the difficult times that she's going through, you know, because she doesn't have her boyfriend here to support her.
Nice.
He's halfway around the world right now. So
did she respond to that?
She said that the flowers are really pretty.
Okay, so she did respond.
Well, all you can do is let someone know that you're there for them. Yeah. And if he's not there for her, you know.
Just be as there as you can.
Yeah. As much as she will allow you to be.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, buddy. Good luck, man.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Aww. He just sounded so young.
So nice.
Yeah, right? He wants her back. He's going to get
so
her back.
So sweet. All right. Let's take a call from Elijah. Okay. Elijah, what's your whatever Wednesday?
Hey, so I've heard a lot of arguments online about this, and I've had arguments with people in person about it. How many holes does a straw have?
Why is this? I saw this online too. Does it have one hole or two? That's the big debate. Al, what do you think? Yeah. Does a straw have one hole or two holes?
I would think two. Right? I know it's a continuous hole, but even a cave would have an entrance and an exit.
I would think two holes. Yeah,
I would think
you look at it as a tunnel,
because a hole have to have one closed end to be defined as a hole, right? Otherwise,
some people are saying it's two holes that make one tunnel, whereas I just think it's one hole all the way through.
But how'd you get through to the other side?
The hole is the opening.
You had to create a second hole to get out of the tunnel.
Right. I'm of the opinion it's two. And as is Jenna. Al?
I think two.
I get why people say one. I understand, sort of. But I would think in creation, you have to puncture two holes to get through.
Well, if you get shot, I hate to bring it back to that because I've been shot. You have an entry wound and an exit. If the bullet goes
all the way through,
you have an exit wound.
That would be two holes.
Two bullet holes.
Two
bullet holes, one shot, one bullet.
My thought, though, is just if you've got a solid cylinder of material and you want to put a tunnel through it, you're only going to use the drill to drill one hole through it.
You're much too smart to listen to our show.
Yeah, but you have to have a hole to come out the other end.
Right.
You can have a hole with a flat on the other side.
I mean, I look at it as how many ways in? How many ways in are there? Is there one way in that tunnel? No, there's two. So there's two holes.
Okay, so the hole is the opening.
Right, but there's two openings.
So there's two holes. I think we settled this.
I have had like full-on yelling arguments about this with like multiple people already.
Yeah, you don't need to get so heated about something that doesn't matter very much.
I think you should. I love this. Please come in and have a drink today. Let's start a conversation about this.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a debate about this at the bar.
You should have debate night, Al.
Yeah, right?
Instead of karaoke night.
I love it.
I'm going to be gross. I can't say it.
Food
goes in one hole.
And out another.
Okay, so is that one or two?
How many holes does your body have?
All right, thanks for calling.
There you go.
All right. Cindy needs some advice from Kelly. Hey, Cindy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
I'm helping my daughter plan her wedding and, of course, keeping my eye on the budget as well.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what kind of things at your wedding you thought were totally worth the extra money versus it's like, oh, my gosh, who even noticed that? Was it worth the money?
All the money, in my opinion, should go towards the reception, the DJ, and the bar.
Yeah.
The DJ and the bar.
You say no to flowers, and I totally think flowers you should spend money on.
You should have some flowers, yeah. But it doesn't need to be over the top, because people aren't... I'll tell you, the people people talk to me about how much fun they had dancing at my wedding.
Right.
And you get more courage when you have more liquor in you, of course, and the food.
Yeah, yeah. Decent
people
food.
People were really complimentary of the food.
You think about it, the wedding lasts 20 minutes.
We had
the reception last couple hours.
Right. At the wedding ceremony, we had two arrangements at the altar, and that was it. And we spent most of the flower budget in the reception area, because that's where people spend most of the time.
Right.
So on the ceremony itself, I would scrimp a little bit on decorating the church or wherever. We got married at a country club. Very minimal decorations at the actual ceremony, and put most of the budget into the reception.
How do you feel about artificial flowers versus real flowers?
Not a fan of artificial. No. I just can't get... I mean, I know that's a trend and it's money-saving, but there's a way to do a floral budget less expensive. I just can't do the rent the flowers thing.
Flowers are the first thing. Just for me as a guest, the first thing I notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flowers.
Did you do a photo booth and a videographer?
Yes, actually. Oh, if you go to radiodjs.com, they have the exact photo booth we use. I think it's called, is it what it's called? Simple booth?
That's for Wendy.
And it's really great, because it has its own pretty light, you know, that halo light that makes everybody look so pretty. And you can send it directly to your email and text. That way they can post it on all their social media. Because people, when they get the video strips, there's nothing. The picture strips, they just go in the trash.
It's kind of a nothing.
On social media, they live forever. So you can go to radiodjs.com if you want to get your DJ or that photo booth that we use for our wedding.
Have we planned your wedding out this morning?
Yeah, I think we did great.
Yay, good.
Any other questions? Thank you. Deontay. Okay.
No, Deontay retired.
All right. Oh, this is a pressing question we get almost every week that we do Whatever Wednesday, and I'm not sure why it doesn't often get through, but we're going to take it now. Right. Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, guys.
You asked that hot question.
Okay, this is for Kelly and Big Al.
Yeah.
I heard once that y'all said y'all dated, so I wanted to get the details.
Well, we had to sign non-disclosure agreements.
Otherwise, we would tell you. Because
confidentiality agreements.
So. Normally, we're very open about our personal lives.
Who ended things with who?
Non-disclosure.
I'm going to tell you, Jen, I'd love to talk in depth about our relationship. It was. I can't even say. It was great. But
I can't afford to speak about it.
Yeah, that's all I can really say.
How does Emma Kelly feel about it?
Well, y'all moved on.
Yeah.
We've both moved on, and one of us is very happy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, we missed one in Whatever Wednesday, Kelly, from the text.
Okay.
Can y'all please play more throwbacks of Kid? I miss his voice. Aww. Mr. Kid Craddock, the late great. So, yes, we will play something tomorrow for Throwback Thursday featuring Kid Craddock.
Well,
I just had
a heart attack walking down the hall. I saw this box sitting in our producer White Cheddar's office, and a big old pig on it. And it said, different kind of rind. I said, pork rinds? He said, yeah, those are for you, Kelly.
Somebody sent me pork rinds.
Oh, my gosh.
I love pork rinds.
You made Kelly's day. Maybe her month.
Week. It's so exciting.
You know, I've never had a pork rind.
And this is Jenna saying she's never... How could you have never had a pork rind?
Because it's kind of one of those things that I just never had. And then you guys rave about it, and I never wanted to admit I had never had one. Because it honestly, it reminds me, is it not like a pig's ear that I would give my dog?
Well, it's the fat, and they fried it.
It's just fried fat.
Pretty much, I think.
Maybe that's why.
But it's gluten-free, and it's no carbs.
What flavor is that?
These are flavored ones. Like, you can get the plain ones, but now the thing is... flavored
what
pork
are
rinds.
You holding
this is spicy dill
in interested
pineapple ancho chili
no
oh boy
that'd be good it'd be sweet and spicy and then they have sea salt and cracked black pepper.
Ooh, I want to try the dill.
Yeah,
okay,
the
you can
one.
And this is
that like
and
pickle,
thank
spicy
you
pickle?
This is from Mark. He says, love y'all show, enjoy these snacks, and keep Dallas rocking.
We will, Mark.
Southern recipe small batch.
Let me try one of those.
Okay, so you want the dill.
Yeah, sure.
All right, here you
I
go. Ready?
Try, right? Yeah.
Probably hit something. Oh, I missed you all together. I was trying not to hit the equipment, and I missed you all together. What do you want, Al?
I'll do one of the dills, too, so you don't have to open up multiple bags.
Okay, you have to wait for Jenna.
Okay. Oh, it
makes my mouth
pickles?
Water thinking about
it
dill.
It smells like fried pickles. All right. I don't... Okay, but it doesn't taste like Does it taste like bacon or anything? Let's see. Okay, no. I'm just going to try it.
No. So if you're on a no-carb or low-carb diet, these are pork rinds are great because you can eat them, but they don't have like less than one gram of carbs, I think.
What does it taste like, Jen?
Pretty puffed. It tastes like a pickle.
I've had them before, but it's
puffed
been
air.
Years.
Yeah.
I like the barbecue and the
It has
hot,
a little bit of
ones.
A farm aftertaste.
Yeah, there you go.
Tastes like a little bit. Yeah,
it tastes, pork rinds.
You know, a little farmy. Yeah. Like, you get a little earth in there at the end.
What do you think?
Tail end.
They're good. I mean... Yeah,
I'm going to wait because I'm drinking hot chocolate and it would be a bad taste combo.
That's not a good combo.
Well, speaking of food.
Thank you, Mark.
New flavors of food. In what I consider to be the worst candy ever created, the Peep. Sales are always up this time of year going into Easter, obviously. Yeah. They announced 8 new flavors. Are these things so popular that they're coming up? They have the budget to make 8 new flavors? I thought they just came in that pink and yellow. Whatever. The flavorless, sweet.
I guess they're following suit of Oreos, because Oreos started doing new flavors, too. And
these
maybe
are marshmallows, right, Peeps?
Yeah.
Don't disrespect the marshmallow, because marshmallows are delicious. Peeps are, I don't know.
They're like sugar-coated
marshmallows. Well, okay, here are the new flavors you have to look forward to. Sour cherry.
Okay.
This is just in time for Easter. Sour cherry is going to be available at most grocery stores. Neapolitan, only at Target. Lemon sherbet dipped in fudge at Target.
You had me till fudge.
Also, orange sherbet dipped in fudge.
Okay.
Pancakes and syrup at Kroger.
That'd be so sweet.
That could be good in a coffee if it actually doesn't taste like a plastic Peep. You know, you dip that, melt that marshmallow in a drink. And 3 mystery flavors, which will be available at Walmart. And
I don't want mystery flavor.
I'm not on board with mystery flavors.
And mystery flavor anything. No.
I want to know what I'm putting in my mouth.
And
agreed.
M&M's just dropped their Neapolitan. So that's available at Target right now. And according to the food bloggers, it's very good.
You know what Neapolitan is, right?
No.
Yeah, I guess, Al.
It's from Neo, something Neo.
No, you don't know what Neapolitan ice cream is?
No.
It's Neapolitan.
3 flavors.
Oh, 3.
The stripes?
Oh, the rainbow.
No.
I don't know.
It's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Neapolitan ice cream.
I've never had that before. Mm. But speaking of marshmallow, Lucky Charms just came out with a new marshmallow in their cereal.
They got rid of one. You remember
they
what it is?
They got rid of the hourglass. I just read this. Yeah. They got rid of the hourglass and they added the unicorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unicorns are very trendy right now.
Yeah.
If they could make an all-unicorn Lucky Charms, that's what they should do. All unicorns. They would fly off the shelves.
Al, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Changing things up a bit. You didn't happen to take up a part-time gig as a wedding photographer in England, did you?
No, I didn't.
Just because this sounds like something that you would do.
Okay, what is it?
A couple in England had to sue their wedding photographer when most of the photos he took were of the bridesmaids' boobs and butts.
Oh, no.
Oh, my man.
They won $800 in the lawsuit, but this dude's still in business, so they've gone public to try and save other couples who might hire him. Yeah, when they got their photos back.
Maybe that's what they asked
this
for.
This guy hadn't captured any moments from their wedding day.
Well,
11 photos only with the groom.
Oh, no.
Maybe and that's what the groom asked for.
No,
maybe he
not.
Asked for pictures of his wife's boobs. And
no, 2 bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. Oh.
2 of the bridesmaids, the majority of the photos were just of their boobs and butts.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Boobs and
you
butts.
You can't get that back.
So, yeah, so don't hire Al, I mean David Kilcourse, for your wedding in England.
B&B photography. Boobs and butts.
Don't you look at their portfolio and say, oh,
you would think
what's up with this?
You would think. But England's going crazy right now. They're shutting down KFCs.
Yeah, so 500.
Really, like hundreds of Kentucky Fried Chicken places are closing down in London or in England because they're out of chicken.
Yeah.
Basically.
Do you think it's
shortage.
Because of all the American tourists like you who go to England and the only thing you eat is Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I eat a lot of it.
But I could not believe that. We went to England. The whole show went for the Olympics when they were over there in London.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, Al got
big
Kentucky Fried
chicken
and took it back to his room.
It's because that one time
I was so disappointed.
We went to that one place and I asked for fish and they brought me an actual fish.
The whole fish.
A whole fish with eyes and everything on my plate looking at me.
Why did mine not come that way? Because you have to order it cooked a different way or you get the full fish.
I don't think I need to tell them to cut the head off of the fish before they put it on the plate. That seems to me that will be an automatic. Fish, no head, please.
All right. Well, you're the reason they're out of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So
there's a trickle-down theory. What else is going on?
I don't know.
We're all food talk.
Okay,
the
then I'm
going to
do more food because right. South Korea's female curlers have food nicknames. I love this. Pancake, steak, and Annie, which is a reference to yogurt, apparently,
Annie?
In South Korea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cho-Cho. And as a team, they call themselves the Garlic Girls. I don't know.
Ooh.
There's no explanation for
Stinky.
That.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be known as Pancake or Garlic Girl.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to be known.
Pancake and flies, either flat boobs or flat butt.
I knew a girl named
Pancake.
So good. Flapjack. Flapjack. We call it Flapjack.
Okay, well,
flat butt.
Yeah.
Flapjack.
I call it Flapjack.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.